Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style.
And I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe. And in this video, we're going to talk about hunting and gathering when it comes to your style, which is really interesting. And hunting and gathering is a term you might think about with regard to shopping, and it certainly is applicable there. But also, we think there could be a connection with how you approach your wardrobe, how you maintain it, curate it, however you think of your wardrobe. And we've been thinking a little bit about whether we're hunters or gatherers, and are all hunters the same or gatherers the same? And we thought it would be really fascinating to talk about.
Well, I think, you know, there's a difference between, you know, hunting the woolly mammoth versus hunting the bunny.
Indeed.
You know, they're two very different. One may require teamwork.
Yes.
And one might be a solitary pursuit. So we can hunt in different ways.
One's going to keep you fed for a long time, and the other one you're going to have to go out again tomorrow.
Or one is going to feed a lot.
Yes.
And one is, you know, so, I mean, you know, we're not actually going to talk about actual hunting. But if we apply the thought to shopping.
Yes.
So to me, when I think of a shopper who is a hunter, they've made a decision about what they want.
Yeah.
They go out with the direct focus of going, I am going to buy X, and it's got maybe a specific set of criteria that they're looking at for, and they're not going to be distracted by everything else. They're just very focused, and when they get it, they'll find it, they'll get it, they'll kill the beast, they take it home, and that's it. It's a much more focused,
sort of purposeful
activity.
Gonna go in, get the thing, get out.
Yes. And I think there's probably more men who are hunters, which is probably, you know, men were more the hunters in the olden day tribes on the whole. So where, you know, my husband would just go, I need a new pair of jeans. So we just go looking for a new pair of jeans. And very occasionally I might be going, hey honey, I saw this jacket over here that I actually think would really work for you. But most of the time, he's just not, once he's got the jeans, he's not even interested. He's just going, let's go and have lunch now.
That's right, it's over. It's finished.
It's finished. And yet then there is, but there's another sort of hunting. So one of the other ways of hunting, and I know sometimes this is my version of hunting, where I am hunting I'm after the thing, but I will go and say, go somewhere, find something, think, okay, there's that one there, but is that the one that I really want? Is that the best one? So I'm now going to go into another shop and I'm going to look around and then see what there's, and then it's like a comparison hunting. And when I found the best one, the one that facilitates, you know, then I'll go and buy that one.
Yes.
And I still see that as more hunting rather than gathering.
It's very purposeful.
Is it still purposeful?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's more, I'd say, in the hunting way.
So it sounds like those are hunting expeditions.
Yes.
But in an overall gathering approach.
Yeah.
Would you say that that's true for you?
I would say that it's less about gathering because it's not about the other stuff.
Right. I mean, your overall approach is more of a gathering approach.
It's these days, yes. I think when I have a specific thing where I go, I need a jacket that goes with this outfit that goes over the top, that creates a hunting expedition.
Yeah.
When I'm just in somewhere around and particularly when I travel, where I enjoy shopping when I travel, because part of it to me is the, what's the difference and what's the vibe here and what's it like, and everything's very different from what I can get at home. That's a gathering experience.
Yeah.
Because I'm not looking for anything particular.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, wow, there's the, you know, the thing that I would, you know, that elusive berry that we just don't get at home, you know, that tasty little morsel. So it's more, it's open to all the opportunities.
Yeah.
It's open to the stimulation of the environment, open to the, you know, just that kind of like, it's not specific in the way that I think a hunting expedition is.
And whilst they're both continuous activities and must be engaged in regularly, I think of hunting as being, gathering, I'm sorry, as being almost a non-stop activity. That it's a lower energy, doesn't have the same high level of energy required, go out, hunt, bring back. It's a gentler activity, and it's a sort of more flowing activity. And so you can sustain it for longer.
Yes.
And it might, in fact, never really end. And that's certainly how I think of my own curation of my wardrobe. And in the main, how I approach new acquisitions, partly because I very rarely need to hunt anything yes. down because I have so much and it suits my lifestyle, colouring and all the rest of it. I occasionally will have a hunting expedition, yeah. but very rarely. So it is almost always this gathering kind of thing. And it feels gentler yes. and it feels very unpressured as well.
I think hunting often has the greatest chance of disappointment.
Right.
You don't find the thing you're after.
Yeah.
Versus gathering because there are lower expectations.
No. Mm.
That if you happen to find something that's great, but if you don't, there's not. And I think this is where the gatherers get into trouble, mm. where they still have that slight feeling that they have to take something home.
Mm. Some of us do.
Yeah. Mm. And so this is where rather than just I can go out and enjoy the experience.
Yes.
It's the, I don't have to take anything home, you yeah. know. It's, and that's when we gather too much. We gather the wrong things. We don't make the good decisions. Yes. We don't put it at high enough criteria on the items we're bringing home.
You know what I'd say about that, being a gatherer and an over-shopper, is that sometimes the best activity is not gathering at all. Sometimes yeah. the best activity, to extend the metaphor, is to lie in the grass and look at the clouds going by yeah. or go to the stream and yeah. put your feet in the water or whatever yeah. it is. Sometimes the best activity is just don't go shopping.
Yes.
Don't put yourself in that environment if there is no need or you're particularly susceptible to that pressure to purchase something, which yes. I'm very familiar with. Fortunately enough that I can catch it when I'm in that moment, but it can still be quite a powerful sensation that I'm out here in a gathering mode, and if I don't gather something, it can feel very unsatisfying, mm. and that sort of gnawing or empty feeling or whatever it is.
We say it's almost like a failure.
Mm, it
can feel that way. There's an element of mm. I've failed because I haven't taken the thing home. I've not found the berries. I've not found anything. I haven't taken anything home. I'm yeah. going home empty handed. Mm. And there's a value on time. So when mm. we spend time doing something, we want to take something home to show for our time.
Right.
Yet, I know that you actually enjoy the shopping process.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like going, I actually quite enjoy the stimulation of seeing what's new and trying things on and just mm. learning if something works or not. And just going, sometimes the enjoyment of the time spent is the kill. It is the, I don't need to take a physical thing.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's learning that. Like mm. sometimes, you know, I don't need much, you know, these days. Every mm. now and again, I'll think, oh, I need something, you know, I got a stain on something that was a favorite and I need to replace it. But most of the time it's just a little bit here and there. But sometimes I just need almost like the stimulation or somewhere there's a, where I go, I just want to go and have a look around.
Yeah.
I've been staring at my computer screen for too long. I need to get in a very different environment. I need to have other stuff.
Mm.
And I have no expectation that anything is going to come home with me. Sometimes it's just going, it's almost like a reconnaissance mission.
Yeah.
I go, well, what's out there now?
Yeah.
And it's not about finding things. It's just about, you know, it's window shopping as
yeah.
such. And it's just the enjoyment of window shopping
yeah.
rather than an expectation. I think when we place expectation that we have to hunt, because I think that's when in some ways the gathering, or you know, it turns into that rather than going, I'm out for a walk in a shopping environment rather than in a nature environment.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it depends on what your relationship is to shopping. Sometimes
yeah.
when I do that, I call it the art gallery method,
yes.
Where I have no expectation that I'm going to buy anything. In fact, nothing is for sale.
Yeah.
It really is just an exercise in visual stimulation and but, you know, more and more I do other things apart from that I
yes.
find stimulating or nurturing in a different way. But I think overall it's interesting to think about whether you are sort of naturally more inclined towards that sort of hunting, because the whole idea that all women love to shop in that sort of browsy way is a complete myth. Some women don't like to shop at all, and if they do, they want to be very focused, they're very purposeful, they're very aware of time and other resources that are being put into that. They're hunting.
Yes.
And I think it's good to know if you have more of a hunting approach or a gathering approach. I think it helps you to keep focused and keep track of your resources, not only in terms of time and money, but your very precious energy as well. So I think it's an interesting thing to be aware of.
And it's one of those things that if you say you are a hunter, and you're only ever very focused on the one thing, you may sometimes miss the amazing thing over here
right.
that actually would do really well because you're just so focused on your prey.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I think this is where the gatherers can sometimes just get be not focused enough, and the hunters can be so tunnel visioned that, you know, sometimes it's like people say, where do you find, you know, your interesting pieces, your bits and pieces? And it's just because I've basically got my filters off.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's, I'm going to the supermarket and I walk past a store and I see something that I go, oh my God, like that thing I love so much. And that fits in my wardrobe and it kind of fills a gap or will go with 10 things I already own.
Mm.
I wasn't out there, I was going to the supermarket.
Yeah.
So I wasn't out there looking for that.
Mm.
And it means I don't need to do hunting expeditions very often at all.
Yeah.
And so it's that, so if you're someone who's saying, you know, like Jill was saying, that not everybody likes to shop, and that's fine, I enjoy it, but I know not everybody does, that it's sometimes just actually keeping, you know, like keeping your vision open. Don't blinker yourself, because it's often, I have more success often finding things when I'm not looking. Looking is when I generally find it's a lesson in disappointment.
Right. So there's something, no matter what your approach is, to learn from the other way of doing things. Sometimes being a gatherer, it can be good to borrow from the hunting way of doing things, and same in reverse.
So we'd love to know if, you know, where you see yourself and how you approach the whole aspect of hunting and gathering.